Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. It is the first day of the new year, and my guess is your brain is filled with a list of all the things you want to do this year, the places you want to go, the things you want to buy, and most importantly, how you want to do money better, and hopefully with more ease this year. In this annual episode, we're talking about how to set your money intentions for 2024 so you can do all the things you want to do and be who you want to be this year. Wow, my friend, welcome to 2024. This is Everyone's Talking Money. I'm your host, Shauna Game, and I am so excited to be here with you. It is a new year, and I hope you had a good and relaxing holiday season. Did you do anything fun for New Year's Eve? Hopefully you're not too hungover. I am actually recording this episode back in December 2023, so my future me probably, I don't know, made a good meal, drank a bit of champagne, hung out with my dog Winnie and my husband, and I was most likely in bed by 10 p.m. I love a new year though, not all the resolutions bit, but I think it really is a time to reset and regroup, specifically around money. I don't know how you felt about 2023, but it was a hard year for so many people. I know a lot of friends who had medical issues, family issues, job issues, career issues, money issues, all sorts of things. I don't know too many people actually in my circle who would say that 2023 was like their best year ever. So if you're one of those lucky few that are in that circle, I gotta know your secret to 2023. I am definitely ready for this new year and not sad to see 2023 go, but I love doing this annual New Year's episode, and I've really evolved it over the years. You know, I used to think about it in terms of money goals that you wanted to set and how you wanted to achieve them. And now, really, the last few years, as I've been growing myself and developing more skills in helping you hone a better relationship with money, I don't like to focus on goals. To me, goals imply that there is a pass-fail element. Either you did it or you didn't do it. And to me, that keeps money in this fear-based, sort of scarcity-driven place that a lot of us just feel kind of locked into, and it's hard to escape that. So I think thinking about goals that way, it's like you're already set up for bringing on layers of anxiety, and you certainly don't really want to share your goals, your money goals at least, with anyone else, because what if they don't happen? So I think that this fear-based place that goals keep you, it just further cements this idea that your worthiness is based on money and the goals you set. And what I'm trying to do is I'm really trying to help you opt out of this negative self-talk and thinking around money so that you can find something that just feels better. So you can find systems that feel easier for you to be able to create little sort of micro goals as you walk towards your bigger goals, and just to be able to wake up every day and not feel kind of that like black cloud of doom that a lot of us feel around money that just makes you feel gross. So I like to think about it in terms of intentions. So intentions, on the other hand, they are the why behind what you do. And intentions are how you want to feel about something. They represent your relationship with yourself, with your money, and with other people. And an intention, you can start right now. It can be sort of the ethos of what you want your interactions with money to be. And I really like thinking about that way, because I really feel that your relationship with money, your interactions with money, this is a journey. It's not a place that you arrive at. And I think it's easy to read a lot of articles that say, you know, by X age, you should have this amount of money saved and you should have this much in your retirement accounts. And, you know, you should live in this house and this is what you should be doing with your money. But life does not work that way. It is not a linear upward track. And some of you may be on that linear upward track, and that's amazing. That is a fantastic place to be. But I've had enough experience, over 20 years experience working with people and their money, to tell you that I would say about 99.9% of the population, some sort of zigzag comes along. Something comes up out of the blue. I mean, we could go on and on about all the different things that I've seen happen. And so I just don't want you to get in a place where you feel like one of two things. One, where you feel like, okay, my life, I can look at these blogs about where I should be and I'm nowhere close to that. So I'm just going to feel shame and I'm going to feel really crappy about my money situation, really crappy about myself as a human and my worth. I don't want you to ever get in that place, because that's just it's not a healthy place to be. And it doesn't represent reality. It's not realistic. Most of us cannot be put in a certain set of boxes. It's just not that easy. And the other places, I don't want you to get to a spot where you feel complacent, like, oh, everything's going amazing in my life. I don't have to think about anything else. That's also not a great place to be. So if 2023 was a really hard year for you, if it was financially a really hard year for you, I want you to be able to take what we're going to talk about today and think about how you can exist in a place that doesn't feel comfortable, but still generate some hope and some good kind of juju for the future, that things can be different. So I hopefully that resonates with somebody. I know a lot of my friends have been crying out to me lately to help them sort of process emotions around money, process how they were raised, process the fact that they think they should be somewhere that they aren't. And it's a, you know, it's a complicated process, but I think it's a really healthy one to redefine your relationship with money. So here's how I want you to think about this whole intention thing. My goal, let's just say my goal is to save $5,000 this year. That is a pass-fail, and a lot has to go right for me to be able to achieve that goal. I have to make the right choices that support saving that amount of money. I have to set up a savings account. I have to transfer money in regularly. I have to have consistent income, et cetera, et cetera. You get that. That's more of a goal focused. But my intention could be, I want to have a healthy relationship with money and practice saving money from a place of peace and ease. Okay, to me, that sounds a little bit better. That's like an invitation in that I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to accept that. So how do you do this? Well, this is a great question. I have three steps that will help you start with your money intention setting. So the first thing is I want you to think of a money goal. Yes, a goal that you want to achieve this year. It could be anything. It could be big. It could be small. It could be more emotional based. It could be something very practical. Just think of a goal you want to achieve this year. All right, step two. I want you to sit back and think about what it will feel like to achieve this goal. So you not only achieve this goal, but like you nailed this goal. You were so great at getting this goal. You did it. How do you feel? What's going on in your thoughts and your body as you think about like your victory lap for this goal? Okay, step number three, that feeling that's in your mind, that's in your body right now, that is your intention. So my intention is to be or feel this. All right, so we've kind of reverse engineered this. We've looked at, thought about a goal that we want, and then we thought about the feeling, the deep internal feeling that's attached to that, right? And we've sort of captured that as our intention. So we're going to focus on that feeling that we want to have and let that be the guide that helps us get to this goal rather than just saying this big lofty goal and letting our brain do the acrobatics of convincing us of all the things that we've done wrong and all the reasons we're never going to achieve this goal. And, you know, hey, you've got this 5,000 goal you want to achieve, but you just went out yesterday and spent $150 on eating out. Why were you doing that? Like, this is how we do this kind of crazy, I don't know, interaction with money, but we're not going to take it from that perspective. We're going to take it from, this is how I want to feel. This is my intention. And we're going to kind of gently like reverse back into our goal. All right, let's keep going. So you need to start with what you want to bring to life this year. And I like to look at these areas of life, a career or pursuits. Not everybody has to have a career, certainly. Maybe there's just some sort of pursuit that you know, want to do. Relationships. This could be romantic relationships. It could be friend relationships. It could be family relationships. And then money, of course. That's why we're here. And then my next category is fun / balance, because you gotta bring some of that in. So in each of those areas, list your top three things that you want to do or achieve. And then once you have those top three, list as many other things that come to mind. So I find that it's not uncommon for you to have one of those categories filled and one or two of the other categories fairly empty. Let me give you an example. So my list for the fun balance category is really long. I haven't been great at adding fun and balance into my life. I will wholeheartedly admit that to you. I'm somewhat of, I hate to use this word, but I'm somewhat of a workaholic. I've often criticized my dad for working all the time when in reality, I do the same thing, just in a different way. Now, I love what I do, but let's be honest, we are all way more valuable than just what we do and how we earn money. And my practice, particularly in 2023, was learning that hard lesson, learning that me, Shauna, authentic as a human being, is not just this podcast. It's not just helping people with money. I am so much more than this. This is obviously a big part of me, but it's really just kind of a speck of who I am. And I had to do the process of, okay, who am I? And who am I if I'm not this? Like, what if this went away tomorrow? Who am I then? I don't know. It's a really interesting process. I don't know if you're into this kind of thing or not, but I highly suggest thinking about who you are outside of your paycheck and outside of what you do. So then I invite you to dig deeper, to think about the why behind each of your goals. So the why really is like a secret kind of decoder ring for your intentions. So for me, I want to have more fun this year. Why? Because I have been feeling really burnt out. And when I feel burnt out, it makes me feel bitter, which I don't like either of those emotions. So bringing in more fun every day will help me shift that negativity to more curiosity, hopefully every day, and not feel burnt out and bitter about life. And I also, again, I don't want to attach my worthiness to my work and to the amount of money I make. So I'm already worthy. Money doesn't add any worthiness to me. I wasn't unworthy without money, right? So it's just a thing, and my job is what I do. Again, I love it, but it's not all parts of me. So allowing myself to have more fun looks like exploring hobbies and things I want to try, like painting and poetry. I love to write poems, probably something you don't know about me, but I have a collection of about, I don't know, somewhere around 75 poems that I've written that'll just kind of, something will spark an idea. And they're usually not very long poems, but I go back and read them and I'm actually kind of proud of myself. I also love to cook and I want to learn how to make pasta from scratch. If you're good at that, please let me know. I need some pointers. So I want to bring in more fun. That is definitely a category that I'm really focusing on. And maybe your category might be something different. Maybe you want to focus on relationships, or you want to focus on the money piece, or maybe a career. Maybe you're looking to really kind of jumpstart your career. The whole point is to create an exhaustive list of all the things that you really want to do. But we're really going to be dealing with the top three, because that is really the three is kind of the number that our brains can really wrap around. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. So we're back. We're talking about intentions and how intentions just feel a lot better than goals, right? We're taking out that whole pass-fail element that comes with resolutions, that comes with goals, and we're looking at intentions. And specifically, we're looking at the feeling behind how we're going to feel when we achieve that goal, right? So our intention is focusing on that feeling. So next to each goal, I want you to write out your why. And I want you to think about it this way. Why does this specific goal matter to me? Why will it change my life? Why will it make my life better? How will it set me up for the future? I want you to dig deep. How will it make you feel? This is really important. And I think this is the missing piece behind goals, intentions, whatever you want to call it around money. I think it's great to say something like, I want to pay off my debt, or I want to save a certain amount of money, or I want to buy a house, or, you know, I want to start a business, or whatever it might be. That already is a powerful statement, but the problem is that there isn't any feeling behind it, right? There's nothing that you can just like really attach yourself to. So if you want to pay off debt, if that is your goal, I want you to really understand, why does this matter? So you might say, okay, well, obviously if I pay off debt, then I don't have that debt. I don't have to make that payment. Okay, why does that matter? Well, maybe then it frees up some money I can put towards other girls. Okay, why does that matter? Well, I have, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night, like constantly stressing about my debt. Ooh, okay, we're getting somewhere. So why does that matter? Well, it's not good for my health. I'm not sleeping well. So I'm just not as productive from the day. Okay, well, tell me more about this. Well, when I don't sleep, when I'm stressed out, when I'm always waking up, I feel angry or I feel bitter and I, you know, not as maybe nice to my partner or my children. Ooh, okay, like we're getting somewhere. All right, so you see how we can really dive down deep and attach some sort of emotions, feelings, some why, some understanding to that goal. So that feeling, if I logically understand, like, wow, I don't want to be this person. And so paying off my debt, wow, like look at the ways it's going to free me up as a human. How is it going to enhance my life? That's something I can attach to more than just, yeah, I need to pay off like $10,000 of debt. Like that feels heavy and it feels like a responsibility. And it feels like the reflection back to you is like, well, you're a failure. Why are you in $10,000 of debt? You should have known better. You should know how money works. You shouldn't have made these choices. It just keeps you stuck. I hope you see where I'm going here. So we really want to change this language, this self-talk that is going on in your head. So let me ask you this. Have you ever had this happen? You set a goal and then your brain immediately tells you why this won't happen. You want to buy that house, you want to pay off your credit cards, whatever. You can come up with your whys and your intentions, but a voice inside your head says, nah, I don't think so. Why are you doing this work? You are never going to achieve that. It is pointless. You've had the same goal for years and look at you. Yeah, I know, that voice. It's never nice. It is always a pain in the ass. And all of us have that voice. We just don't talk about it. It's not a topic of conversation to go out and hang out with your friends and say, hey, what does your crazy money voice say to you in your head? This is what mine says. I wish we could have more of those conversations. That's certainly something I like to do on this show because I think that normalizes the fact that we all have this kind of like crazy something going on in our head that's always telling us that we're not where we should be, we don't have enough money, we've made all these mistakes, who are we, et cetera, et cetera. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. So we're talking about that kind of crazy, neurotic train of thinking that all of us have when we set a goal or when we're trying to achieve something about money. And that voice inside of our head is like, forget it. Why are you doing this? This is never going to happen for you. You might as well just give up now. I love that, particularly we could look at something like budgeting. And I think this comes up all of the time, because if you make one, let's say your projections are slightly off on your budget, the human brain immediately goes to, why are you doing this thing? It is not fun and you're no good at it. So let's just stop this thing altogether. And I think it's one of the reasons, one of the big reasons why we all just sort of inherently do not like the act of budgeting. But yeah, you already know if you've listened to the show long enough, I do not like the word budget at all. So I always talk about creating a spending plan. We're going to be talking about that a lot coming up this year. So I thought this is really interesting. There is an author, I'm probably going to butcher her last name, so apologies if you're listening, Diana Kukoska is the author of a book called Becoming More. You can't get better until you get different. So Diana says there are three different storytellers that live in your brain. So the first one tells you, you are not good enough and you're never going to achieve anything. I have that one a lot. Number two is a flatterer and tells you, you are better than everyone else, like the best of the best. And the storyteller number three in your brain is reasonable and looks for reasons or excuses why things happen. So Diana says that our thoughts about problems determine how we achieve our goals. So when we're solving a problem, we're focusing on the problem, she says, whereas when we figure out what we want to create and move forward to create it, the problem actually goes away. We're focusing on something else. And what we focus on expands. And I know this to be really true. Maybe you've had this happen to you in life where It's easier for me to point out when I'm thinking about something negatively, if I don't want something to happen or I don't like something, and that is the singular focus, like all I can see are, you know, evidence of this bad thing and that it keeps happening over and over and over again. And so my thinking, my sort of hyper focus on something that I don't like becomes expansive. I also think about this. I've had this happen a couple of times when I wanted to go buy a car and I kind of zeroed in on the car that I thought I wanted to buy. And then everywhere I would drive, all I would see was this car. And I'm like, this car is everywhere. I never saw this car anywhere. All of a sudden it's everywhere because I want to buy this car. Well, it's because my brain is focusing on that. So what Diana is saying is, again, we need to figure out what we want to create and move forward to create it. That is what gets the problem to go away. So think about, as you're moving forward this year with your money intentions and all the things you want to do, what are you focused on? Are you focused on the fact that it hasn't worked thus far? Are you focused on the mistakes that you've made? Are you focused on looking at your bank account and not being happy with that number? If that's what you're focused on, what she's saying is your brain is going to be hyper-focused on that, right? So it's almost like you're going to create more of that. Versus if you look at everything from the intention point of view that I'm talking about, where you really attach to a feeling, to a why you want to change something, right? Some sort of deep emotion inside of you gets activated. When you focus on that positive thing, everything starts to shift. So Diana says our conscious mind is the goal setter, but our unconscious mind is actually the go-getter. But the trick is that these two things need to be in alignment. So we can't think we can achieve a goal and then have our mind tell us we can't do it. Those two things don't work. It's really like a recipe for you not being able to do this thing. We have to focus our thoughts more intently. So what are you thinking about your money is more important than the goal that you set. Your thoughts are the motor behind you achieving your goals. Understand how that works? So if I want to get out of debt, but all I'm thinking about is how shameful I feel for being in debt, our brain, our conscious and unconscious mind, like they can't work in this like perfect harmony to move us closer to being able to pay off that debt. Sometimes when these two things are working against each other, it can create more debt because all we're seeing is debt. All we're seeing is the shame. All we're seeing is the fear, all of that. So we've got to really pay attention to the thoughts that are behind our goals. So she goes on to say that reframing these limiting beliefs can become liberating, right? So for example, you may believe that mistakes must be avoided or hidden, and you should only speak about your successes. This is something I've criticized very often in the money world, is we are so focused on somebody's success, especially on social media. You'll see this a lot in the entrepreneurial world where people are like, here is my recipe for making $1 million a year. Fantastic. That is great, right? But we are all individual people, and that is not the bar of success measurement for all of us. In fact, it sets us up for feeling like we're failing if we don't hit that measurement, right? So a liberating belief would be, hey, mistakes are how I learn. The more mistakes I make, the faster I'm going to learn, because failure and success aren't on opposite ends of the spectrum, right? It's not pass or fail. Same thing with your money. It's not you did this thing or you didn't do this thing. So when you can reframe these limiting beliefs that we all have around money, and for all of us, they are deeply rooted and they really go back to our childhood. And so it takes a bit of unearthing. It takes a bit of time thinking about these things. We start to kind of remove these giant bricks that get in the way of you being able to achieve your goals. So, you know, as we started out this episode, I talked about how I don't like goals. And I hope you can see kind of the framework for the understanding of this is that just setting the goal, it's fantastic and amazing, and I want you to achieve it. But to achieve it, we have to think about it a different way. We have to think about an intention, a feeling, a why, something inside of us that's going to be really motivating. And then we also have to look at our thoughts. So what are our thoughts around that specific goal? Are those thoughts negative? Are those thoughts, you know, tied so deeply to these limiting beliefs around money that even though we do other things, we can't actually get closer to that goal because our thoughts, our brain is constantly telling us, it's not gonna work. You are a failure. You're not gonna get there. You have made too many mistakes. You don't know how money works, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we've got to create this landscape that is healthy, that is nourishing to help you move closer to that specific goal. It really is, I know I've said this a couple times now already, it really is the secret sauce. And it is what has changed my life so many times. And for me, it really started to click after I worked with people for years and years and years. And I'm like, why are they not achieving their goals? Like, why is this not happening? And it didn't matter their age. It didn't matter their demographic. It didn't matter how much money they had. Everybody was in that same spiral, that same sort of funk and stuck. And I thought, there has to be something bigger. There has to be something deeper to this. So as you think about 2024, maybe it just has to percolate a little inside of you of thinking about, how do I re-engineer this whole goal thing? How do I dig a little bit deeper? How do I really focus on what I'm thinking about money? So your first thought that you're always going to have, that's just automatic. So whatever, if the first thought is like, I can't pay off this debt. I've never been able to do this before. This is just not going to happen. Okay, that's your first automatic thought. Great. Give it a, you know, thank you, move along. The second thought you have, you can control. Okay, I'm going to choose something different because for years and years, all I've thought is I'm never going to be able to pay off the debt and I have not been able to pay off the debt yet. So let me try something different. So my second thought might be, all right, I'm in debt. The debt has served me, but I'm ready to let it go. But you know what? I'm not going to shame myself about debt anymore. I'm going to try and think about it from a different perspective. It doesn't change your debt. I fully understand it in this particular moment, but over time it will, my friend. So one exercise I love to talk about at the new year is something I call financial forgiveness. It is letting go of all those mistakes and mishaps for 2023 so you can make room for all of these intentions that you really want to bring in, right? You want to do money differently this year. So here's how I do this exercise. I get a blank piece of paper. I write financial forgiveness somewhere. I usually like to put it in the middle. And then I section off four sections on the piece of paper and I write, I want to let go of, and then I write all the things that I want to let go of. Money mistakes I've made. I write down all the money mistakes that I can possibly think of that are just brewing in the back of my brain. Then I write down my money fears are, and I write down all of my fears. And lastly, what do I wish I would have known? What did I really wanted to know about money that would have helped me just tremendously right from the get-go? So those are my four categories. You can make them your own. Play with this as you want. I want you to just set a timer for 15 minutes. I want you to write down as many things as you possibly can think of. And I don't want you to judge at all. I want you to just write. Again, you do not have to show this to another single human soul. This is for you. Then the second part of this exercise, after the 15 minutes are up, is I want you to get rid of this piece of paper. I like to burn things, so I'll probably put it in my fire, but maybe that looks like cutting it up. Maybe it looks like shredding. Maybe it looks like throwing it away. Something to just signify to your brain and to your body that you are letting this stuff go. I do this exercise probably a couple of times a year. It may seem really silly and frivolous to you if you've never tried anything like this, but I'm going to urge you to just give it a try and see what happens over the next couple weeks, over the next couple months. See how you feel about money. See how this idea of setting intentions and really focusing on your why and your feelings, see how this starts to change things. So one other exercise I want to tell you about, if you've never done this before, I love this one as well. It's called Hey Money, H-E-Y, Hey Money, right? Hey Money. So what I do is I write money a letter and I want you to tell it what you want it to do, what you want to let go of, what you want to bring in, how you will care for money this year, how you will think about money, what role will money play in your life, what do you want to use money for, things you no longer want to do with your money. Be honest, be raw, be vulnerable. Again, nobody has to read this, but this sets the stage for the story that you want to tell this year with your money. And I often suggest this is one I don't want you to burn or get rid of. This is a positive, hey, money, here's what's up. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the plan. Okay. We're in a relationship together. This is the way this thing is going to look in 2024. Keep this one, put it in your notes app, put it in your wallet, put it someplace that you can come back and read often when you start to have those freak out moments about money, because they will come. They always come. And I want this to be a reminder that you have this intention of doing things differently with your money this year. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, a very happy new year to you. Thank you so much for joining us on another year of Everyone's Talking Money. We're celebrating our 9th year this year. I can hardly believe it. It really blows my mind, but I couldn't do what I do without you. So thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing this podcast with friends, with family members. You are what helps this show grow. Thank you for leaving reviews. Thank you for listening to our sponsors and helping support them as well. That in turn helps support this show. So thank you all around. I'm so excited to be with you for another year. And I'm so excited to dig deeper, help you achieve all of those amazing money goals, and more importantly, help you get into a better relationship with money so you can stress less and live more. I am Shauna Compton-Game, and I'm signing off for this first episode of the year. I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.